Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Outfield shades right, infield in all the way around. Turner and Seager on the left side, Hernandez and Muncy on the right. Kelly's one strike pitch. Swinging a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick has done it. They're going crazy in the Nationals dugout. Howie Kendrick with a grand slam here in the 10th inning of Game 5. The Nationals 7, the Dodgers 3. Do you believe it?
Hey, good morning, Washington, D.C., from your pals Grant and Danny. A Double Guns Thursday. Howie Kendrick and the Washington Nationals have slayed the dragon.
I'm going to let Daryl and John do it for 1 second. Go ahead, turn it up, Donovan, for 1 second for me. I'm just walking down the street montaging.
Point to your right. Point to your left.
I have a new outfit. I'm different than before.
Get a little skip going. Little energy.
Where do I park this car for the NLCS? I'm sorry. We've got more games to play. Matters to attend to. If you're from Los Angeles, sorry about your expectations.
Headed to Atlanta to take on the... Wait, the Braves lost by 12 yesterday.
It's tough break for the Braves.
They lost by 12 yesterday.
12.
There's only one team in the East still dancing. Put your shoes on, Cinderella. 19-31 and left for dead. Manager needed to be fired. General manager has never built a team that could win in the playoffs. Run him out of town, too. Team's too old. Bullpen's too terrible. Blow it up, they said. You like apples? How do you like those apples?
I know I'm a bad person, but I thought of this while I was fist pumping and celebrating and doing the little kid I have to pee at the worst possible time in public dance last night when Howie Kendrick jumped yard for the grand salami that you just heard Dave Jagler call so beautifully on 106.7 The Fan. And this is how terrible a person I am. I thought of this and I smirked. I did that. I did an evil smirk, like a villain twirling his mustache. Here's what I thought of to myself. You think Bryce Harper was watching that game? You think Bryce Harper was home watching that game? And I celebrated even more. Just the idea that he was watching that made me so much happier.
The animosity that I had, generally for me, it was a very happy, positive feel. Was, do I want to go back and just pull all the tweets about who we need to fire and who needs to be traded and just read them all? But I'm not going to do that today.
Mm-mm.
Max Scherzer didn't get traded. Anthony Rendon didn't get traded. You got to recoup prospects. You can't just let him walk.
You have to reboot.
How about you just let him hit a home run last night to pull you to within one? Could Juan Soto have more big hits, please? Wins you the wild card game against the Brewers. Hits a two-run bomb to give you the lead back at Nats Park in Game 3.
We got a veteran presence like that, a guy that's been around. You know, he knows what to do in those big at-bats. I'm sorry, he's 20.
RBI base hit last night to get the Nats on the board. Game-tying home run that went 449 feet last night. Which of those feet of the ball traveling in the air was your favorite? I'd like to just spend the day today looking at freeze frames of each foot of travel and pick my favorite foot.
I liked it when the Dodgers outfield didn't move and was dejected. I liked the only movement in the stadium was when Howie Kendrick hit his bolt and it was the fans exiting. Someone else has to choke on that bile. Someone else has to eat that pain of watching my squadron celebrate on their diamond. Thank you very much. Enjoy it. Tune in to 1070 KNX in Los Angeles for all your traffic needs on the way home. Get home safe. Someone
How about
turn.
Steven Strasburg's night? He gives up a two-run homer, two batters in. Almost gave up two homers to two batters.
Yeah.
Gives up another homer in the second. This was the Scherzer script against the Brewers. And then he hung zeros the rest of the way.
Huge.
How about this bullpen?
Unbelievable, dude.
How about Davey Martinez touching buttons that all came back with the correct result. Seventh inning. Why wouldn't you go to Tanner Rainey, who has been terrible? Why wouldn't you go get him and elect to let him face two righties and look nasty? Why wouldn't you then bring in Patrick Corbin? Think about the stones the size of basketballs. After Corbin, in his one relief appearance, I can't even say laid an egg, completely got embarrassed and eviscerated by the Dodgers. Six runs, four hits just a few days ago. He said, Skip, goes into his office, as the story is told, after that game and said, I need to pitch again in this series. Okay, pats him on the head.
Sure, Pat.
We'll
okay,
see about
buddy.
That.
We'll look for a chance.
Comes in and gets a big strikeout left on left to end the seventh, and then you go back to him in the eighth. And you know what he does? You're in a bullpen game now, a 3-3 game. Great bullpen of the Dodgers. Bad bullpen for you. I'll just go to my starter, Patrick Corbin, for a clean inning. Then I'll go to Daniel Hudson, acquired at the trade deadline. Great ninth. Then I'll go to Sean Doolittle in the 10th, who was left for dead this season, who all of us assumed and were worried would never be Sean Doolittle again, to slam the door with a strikeout looking like his old self. Everybody on this team in this series contributed. I really believe that. You can make the case that, like, Gerardo Parra, who had one at bat and didn't get a base hit,
for Matt Adams
didn't do a whole lot on the field. Yeah. Matt Adams had the strikeout. You think Gerardo Parra wearing those sunglasses, screaming in the dugout, didn't help a little bit?
I'm telling you.
This was a group effort. Take a bow, Mike Rizzo. Take a bow, Davey Martinez. You've had a lot of crappy days after game fives, a lot of bad mornings after playoff games where you had to wear it unfairly after all you did was put on a great product for 6 months, but people were maddened in their feelings, so they told you that you couldn't do it. What a night for Nationals fans. If you were at that game five with me against the Dodgers, if you were at that game five with us against the Cubs, if you were there when Drew Storen couldn't throw one more strike against the Cardinals, if you've been there as that 18-inning game, freezing your butt off while everyone around you went home against the San Francisco Giants, this one's yours. It's delicious. Eat all of it. What a night.
So for a lot of reasons, thank God I'm not the manager of the Washington Nationals. As I'm watching Davey Martinez, you know, sort of do a move, not do a move, I disagreed in real time with a lot of what was happening. I would have pinch hit for Strasburg instead of letting him flail and bunt. I'm going, this is your best shot right here. First and second, nobody out with 7-8 in the order. Suzuki hasn't made contact in this series, basically. Michael A. Taylor got himself on.
If they pinch hit for Strasburg there, they lose that game.
They do, ultimately. And I'm sitting there going, this is your best chance. Maybe you go Matt Adams. Maybe you go Asdrubal Cabrera. This is the best shot you're going to get right there. Strasburg doesn't get the bunt down, makes an out. They end up not really scoring. And I'm going, that would have been the game, right? If you're going to go to Corbin anyway, let him go two innings instead of one and a third. It worked out. He was right. I would have pinch hit for Adam Eaton and not let him face Clayton Kershaw right there. Thank God he didn't. It worked out. Because Eaton, by the way, has the huge at bat against Joe Kelly later on in the game to earn the walk before Rendon just Rendones the hell out of a ball. Keep spinning up nasty 92-mile-an-hour sliders. I'll just hit a rope to left field. But Eaton makes the catch in the up against the wall in the ninth inning. Just a mere couple feet away from a walk-off. Will Smith drills the ball to right field off Hudson. Eaton makes a great play. Underrated and under-talked about over the course of this game. Everywhere you go, I wouldn't have put in Tanner Rainey for $1 billion, but he forced Dave Roberts to make a move. Martinez, every button push turned out right.
He tip outmanaged of the cap, man. Dave Roberts.
Tip of the cap, dude. 100%.
They have lost playoff series for years when they didn't manage well enough in those playoff series. Dave Martinez took risk after risk.
100%.
The riverboat gambler gambling, and it worked. You give him credit. You got to give him credit. Or don't. Just keep not doing it, I guess. That's fine, too. Here's the itinerary for today. Here is the to-do list. First, pay Anthony Rendon. Enough with the shenanigans. I don't care what it costs. Pay this guy. Keep him in Washington. Now he's going to go to market. He's not going to accept the contract today, but make the decision that he's not leaving, whatever that takes. That's number one. Number two, call up whatever statue, and maybe you can Google this. I don't know.
All right.
I need a company that builds statues. Whoever does that, okay? A statue building company.
Builds statues.
I want a phone number. This is the second order of business for the Nationals today. Erect a statue outside of the center field gate of Juan Soto immediately.
Statues.com was the first result here.
Great. Call up statues.com and get some guy named Paul to start building a statue. I want it ready for me when I walk into game 3. when I get back from St. Louis. I want to pose for a picture with my arm wrapped around the shin of Juan Soto outside the ballpark. Do it immediately. Do not wait. That's number two. And number three, if you were one of the many people killing Howie Kendrick last night, and that line wraps around the block, go ahead and type up your apology. And I want you to put it in an envelope, okay? Put a little stamp on it. I think it costs 35 cents or so. And I want you to mail that apology to Howie Kendrick to 1500 South Capitol Street Southeast in Washington, D.C. I'll give you the zip code here in a second, so jot this down. D.C., it's 20003. That's the address, okay? Send it on over and tell him you're sorry for all the terrible things you said about him and for saying that he should have been taken out of the game and replaced by Asdrubal Cabrera, who's a journeyman who was signed midseason. When all Howie Kendrick's done is post a 950 ops with a 344 batting average this year. You want to know why he's in the game? Because the dude hits. You want him at the plate in a big spot.
You want him on that wall? You need him on that wall. All he did was take 97, knee-high, down and in, out to basically about 20 feet right of dead center field at Dodger Stadium at night. Everyone needs to understand that's not what a human being should be able to do. Nothing about what he did is normal or commonplace. If he'd pulled it down the left field line, you go, wow, you guessed right. He turned a fastball around. He hit a 97-mile-an-hour fastball down and in, 420 feet, to almost right center field at night at Dodger Stadium where the ball don't go. Oh, my God, what a play. Please bump off all the other swings in Nationals history with all due respect to the great moments. Put that sumbitch up top. There's your one seed until further notice.
One run through seven innings for the Nats. Like that wild card game against Milwaukee, they reversed their eighth-inning fortunes of the entire season with a crooked number, two pitches against Clayton Kershaw. Anthony Rendon home run, three extra base hits last night. Juan Soto home run, tie game. Seven runs on nine hits in an elimination game five. A demon has been killed. The Nationals have advanced for the first time. They are on to the NLCS. Let's open up the phones at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. How are you feeling this morning? How did they do it? We've got Sean Doolittle on the show today at 1:30. We'll be talking with Carl Hagelin at 12:45. Charlie Slows is stopping by. Just 4 hours of Nationals fellowship if you're into that kind of thing. We're Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Nationals, the Nationals. Everybody's talking about the Nationals, the Nationals, the Nationals. Everybody's talking about the Nationals.
We got the best coaches and hitters too. You know they're gonna score a lot of runs for you. So go on out to the park today, 'cause hit me up, coach, I'm ready to play.
It's the Nationals, the Nationals. Everybody's talking
on
about
to
the
NLCS for the first time in franchise history. Grant and Danny, everybody's welcoming you back on 106.7 The Fan. A few other things. Everybody said this window closed when Bryce Harper walked. They turned around and they spent $140 million on Patrick Corbin. Spent some money on the bullpen that didn't work out. Trevor Rosenthal. Made a trade for Kyle Bearclaw. But they also spent $9 million on Brian Dozier, who's been critical. Clubhouse on the field. They also spent on Yan Gomes, who was great in the final month of the season. Came in late. By the way, I hope Kurt Suzuki's okay.
Yeah, scary moment, man.
That was tough watching him get hit in the head. Now, it did ricochet off his hand, so you got to check on both the wrist and the head moving forward. That would be a huge loss, obviously, if he's not available. I'll say he did not have a good series at all.
No.
At the plate. Didn't do anything, but he's still such an integral part of this team, and he's come through with big hits all year long. The other thing I would say, and this is more maybe for tomorrow, as you get ready for the Cardinals when we turn the page to the NLCS Game 1, you cannot get through a seven-game series the way they just got through this five-game series.
No.
With the bullpen being as short as it was, Scherzer, Strasburg, Corbin pitching in relief on throw days. You just can't do that over a seven-game series. So it means, cover your ears, Nats fans, if you are a fan of heart, but Fernando Rodney is going to have to pitch a bunch. You're going to need Tanner Rainey, who looked really good last night, to be excellent. Wander Suero, who pitched one time and gave up a home run that should land sometime next week, is going to have to throw. To win a World Series, it's going to take all 25 guys. I would say pretty much everyone other than the middle relief contributed in this series, but those other guys are going to have to moving forward.
The math just doesn't work. You have to get outs when you start counting them up, right? Well, there's 27 per game. If it goes 5, 6, 7 games, right, you're going to have Hunter Strickland pitch. You're going to have Fernando Rodney pitch. You can start to go through it. Just going to, you know, a starter on his throw day before he's got an extra day off, and then maybe he'll start the game and give you what he's got. You can't get through 7 games that way. You touched on it. Guys from this bullpen that were hitting, this is statistically the worst bullpen to ever make the postseason. That's not hyperbolic. That's what the numbers say. You're going to have to get outs from those guys. Somebody's going to have to step up big.
Good day to be Mike Rizzo, who was sitting a few rows behind the screen last night in a Nationals hoodie. They kept showing him on TV. Thought it was odd. They never mentioned that it was Mike Rizzo. It was just like some guy watching the game. Very strange.
He's sitting in a section with our boy Luke Russert and a couple like of his buddies, like some D.C. friends. They're just high-fiving like they're old pals.
$140 million man that he signed this offseason, Patrick Corbin, comes up huge. His deadline acquisition, Daniel Hudson, was massive. His trade acquisition at one point in time, Sean Doolittle slammed the door. Another trade addition this offseason, Tanner Rainey, critical. The manager he rolled the dice on and who everyone told him to fire, shined. And a 20-year-old that he and Johnny DePuglia developed from the Dominican Republic, Rizzo's first move when he took over basically was to boost the international abilities of the organization, to establish the academy in the Dominican and to say, we've got to do this if we're going to win. Well, you've had Robles key for you all year. You've got Soto at 20, who was amazing last night. That was one of those evenings, I think, when you sit back at your desk and you sip your beer. If you're Mike Rizzo, you feel yourself a little bit.
We didn't trade Michael A. Taylor after his career year a couple years ago under Dusty Baker. He's the guy that makes the unbelievable play to end the game. He's on base a couple times. He's a catalyst in the series. He was a net positive. Couple tough at-bats last night. A lot of people had tough at-bats last night against Dodger pitching. That's going to happen. But little things like that are so satisfying. You know what I mean? Where it's like, I saw this guy. I believed in this guy. We developed this guy. He makes the last out to go to the NLCS. And it comes up with the ball, and he's like, what do I do with this, guys? What do I do with it? Put it in your pocket, Michael A.
It was just so perfect. You know, they're down 3-0. It's the exact same script as the Brewers.
Exact same, man.
And, you know, I saw a lot of people thinking the game was over. I was getting texts. Throughout the night from people going, oh my gosh, this is terrible. And I did not think, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I thought they were going to win all night. I did not. But I never once felt like it was a lost cause. I never once was depressed. I was angry more than anything early on at the 2 home runs. But there wasn't a single moment. Normally I have this feeling, and I did in the wild card game, by the way, the entire Brewers game. This reserved, I cannot believe we got to talk about this all day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And for months, we got to think about what could have been. I never had that feeling once last night. I don't know why. But I just think if you watched every game of this team all year, you knew. And my point was not that they were going to win. They were going to have a shot. I think the text I sent someone was, they're going to have the tying run at the plate in a big spot, and we'll see if they can get the hit or not.
Yeah.
But I didn't think they were just going to drift into the night. This is this team's entire mantra. I hate slogans. At best, they're cringeworthy. You know, at worst,
but this one fits,
they're
man.
Embarrassing. The stay in the fight thing, I would wear a T-shirt that said that. It is so perfect. And the redemption stories last night. Strasburg, he can't handle the big moment early in his career. Again, great.
Corbin.
Doolittle. Think about the year he had individually.
Oh, yeah.
Corbin after game 3. To see Howie Kendrick after another error hit the grand slam. Martinez and Zimmerman with the injuries he overcame. You know, all these guys that should have been traded or should have been fired and this thing should have been blown up. There were columns being written that they needed to trade Max Scherzer.
What I had was I didn't have the anger or really the depression. I actually had the resignation. When you go, the Dodgers are great. That's the backdrop of this entire thing. That's the entire thing here. It wasn't necessarily a Nationals thing. There's a whole other team that's excellent on the other side. They hit Steven Strasburg early. And I just go, what are you supposed to do? Right? What are you going to do? These guys are so good. They got a great plan. They knock Strasburg around. Walker Buehler is unbelievable. Tip of the cap. You got really, really far. You shouldn't have been here. I wasn't like, all upset.
They
you know?
Beat a heavyweight champion who nobody in the weight class wanted to
I
see.
I just can't believe it, man.
Everyone was afraid to fight the Dodgers, and the Nats won their way into this bout that they were supposed to lose, and they found a way. Everything about last night was perfect, including, by the way, Dave Jagler's call. Phenomenal from Jags last night. And I'm so happy for him. This is insider baseball here. But Charlie Slows gets the ninth inning and I think the eighth inning. And the way that the innings break down, normally Jagler, who I think is incredible and a superstar and could do nine solo for in another market if he wanted to, basically a lot of the time doesn't get the walk-off calls or the big home runs in the playoffs. For him to get that 10th inning call and to kill it like he did, I am so happy for him.
Yeah, it's going to be heard a lot, and rightfully so.
By the way, the Phillies have fired Gabe Kapler.
Whoa.
According to NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Wow.
So if you had an NL East manager getting fired right after the season and an NL East team going to the National League Championship Series, you probably thought it would be Dave Martinez getting fired and the Braves moving on, but Kapler is out. You think the Phillies were stewing as they were watching that game last night? The Braves lost by 12 yesterday. Did you know that?
I did know that.
They gave up 10 in the first inning. Did you know that?
Just in the first inning.
Huh. Enjoy a four-hour session of some Nats fellowship with us. Let's get to the calls next.
You know, I was proud of Pat. You know, he could. You know, nobody knows. You know, when these starters come in and out of the bullpen, that they don't do it often, you don't know what's going to happen. But he was really good today. And we needed him to go out there and get those 5 outs, 4 outs for us, whatever it was. And then you get Huddy and Dew that come in, and they've been really good over the last month or so. So it's just a huge, huge way to win, and just everybody contributing. It's been amazing. It's been a lot of fun. It's been an unbelievable ride. But you know, like I told the boys tonight, hey, we go to St. Louis and we got to go 1-0 again.
Feels a little bit like the start of a magic carpet ride for the Nationals. We'll see where it ends. It's headed to St. Louis for the next stop. Game one against the Cardinals is tomorrow night. It's the pace of the postseason.
I'm just not ready for it.
Buddy of mine texted me, was covering the game, DC Media, last night. Please mention for me that in the sixth inning, Dodgers media all had their champagne ponchos on in the press room. It was ridiculous.
Oh,
that is wonderful.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Tell me that's not fun.
Oh.
What's your favorite video to watch from last night? Is it the field-level natural sound video of the Howie Kendrick Grand Slam with the minute-and-a-half celebration in the dugout with his teammates? Or is it the replay of the Will Smith clobbered flyout to right that looked like a homer off the bat when all of the Dodgers, this was in the ninth inning, by the way,
yeah,
jumped over the railing because they were on the field to celebrate a walk-off home run that did not happen.
They thought he got it.
Only to lose an inning later.
They thought he got it.
What's the best video of the night? Finally, the Nats were the team. At the end of the night, after an excruciating game that went to extra innings to decide a series that moved on.
Bellinger makes that play up against the wall on Kendrick earlier in the game, by the way.
Yep,
Juan Soto hits a slicing corkscrew line drive. Of course, the guy that's a spot starter who also homered in the game, Kike Hernandez, makes a play out of his tuchus.
I think about five innings in, I tweeted this. I'd have to go back and look at the timestamp. But there were four hits, 99 to 103 miles an hour off Nats bats for Walker Buehler last night. Three of them were outs. I mean, the expected batting average on those hits were like 750,
right.
680, 775. And they're just hitting it right at people. And you felt like it's not their
it's
night.
It's just not going to happen.
This group is different. And they are special. And that was the... I texted a bunch of people at the Nationals right after the game, congratulating them and just talking about how amazing the game was. And the one thing we kept discussing was this group.
This group
that's
man.
All people come back to. And that is... it's a you give the front office a lot of credit, but you have to give the coaching staff a lot of credit as well. And the players themselves. Everybody's zigging. You're going young and cheap. The Nationals zagged, and they went with a bunch of veterans, and you got to pay them a little more. Their clubhouse is better for it. Amanda's in Winchester to get us started. Hello, Amanda.
Amanda.
Holy expletive. They actually did it. I am just beside myself this morning. I don't even know. So a couple of things. One is, I know you guys were talking about the middle relievers. I don't want to think about that today. The only answer is that they have to just sweep the Cardinals, so it's only a four-game series, and we can just use our starters.
Four complete games. And, go get them.
Yeah, just complete game right? shutouts from everyone. Let's go.
So My 2 points are, first, we never have to hear anyone again ever say, the Nets have never won a playoff series, and that is fabulous.
It is good.
And the second thing is, I just kept thinking last night, when that with that almost homer you were just talking about, or it was almost a walk-off, it was almost another excruciating DC sports loss in the worst way, and instead of that happening to us, it happened for us, and I am just, I could not be happier. I'm so excited. Everything from here on out feels like gravy, boy.
I'm happy for you, well, Amanda. So many trips from Winchester to these losses in the playoffs where we've seen you at the ballpark and we've chatted. You deserve this. 800-636-1067. It feels a little bit Caps-like. There's no
denying
that.
There are parallels, man. There are.
By the way, the Nats are 3-0 in elimination games because they won the wild card one-off, and then game four and game five. They're 3-0 when any loss meant the end of your season.
Coming from behind every game, coming from behind in series. I'm telling you, there are parallels.
David in Bethesda, how are you?
I'm doing great. Point number one you made, sign Rendon, absolute. Point number three you made, apologize to Hendricks. People should go to, and most people have no idea what they are, they should go to a Western Union office and send Howie a telegram. Number two, Danny, it's a little early to erect the statue. We could have somebody draw the statue, but he's still only 20, so I would wait a little bit on that.
I want the statue today, David. You got the wrong guy. That's my statue, and I want it built today.
It's Grant's statue.
The best video of the night was me sitting behind home plate at Nats Park with all those fans.
How was the watch party, by the way, David?
It was awesome. What a moment.
How was the watch party?
It was, well, I mean, it was kind of quiet through.
Well, no kidding.
For a while, yeah.
There was a couple hits to choose from there.
And then it was as good almost as a cap.
Ah, I love it. Good to hear, buddy.
How about when Ernie Johnson goes, and let's check in Washington, and right. It's like, wah!
Here's Nats Park. Yeah, I was getting texts from our boy Josh Luckenbaugh, who worked at the station for a while. He was there. He was trying to get me to come down there. And between the sore throat, knowing I was flying out first thing today either to St. Louis or I'm going to the ALCS, and I'm not going to see my wife or baby for like 5 days, I was like, if I tell her, sorry, I'm not going to be home tonight, I'm going to go sit at the watch party.
With strangers.
With strangers. She might hate me. So I was on the couch, mostly by myself anyway, because they went to bed at one point.
Yep.
But they got woken up when Howie Kendrick swung that bat one final time.
Howie, bro.
In the 2019 season. You know who I love is Howie Kendrick. You know who else I love is Juan Soto. You know who else I love is Anthony Rendon.
Uh-huh.
You know who I really love, though?
Who's that?
Dan Hudson.
Oh, sure.
But you know who else I love is Ryan Zimmerman.
You got a lot of love spread around.
I also love Adam Eaton. Uh-huh. By the way, how many good at-bats, full-count walks does Adam Eaton draw? People sleep on that inning starting with Eaton. Nasty Joe Kelly stuff. He had just come in and struck everybody out on breaking balls out of the
out.
And Eaton just spit on a bunch of pitches and got aboard like he's done all year long. 800-636-1067. We got nothing but time. Just 4 hours carved out for you guys. Charlie Slows at 11:30. Grant and Danny, the Nats are on to the NLCS. Next stop is not Atlanta, because I don't know if you guys have heard, but the Braves, they gave up 10 runs in the first yesterday.
I see. Okay.
And they have been eliminated.
They are eliminated. They have no more games this year.
So there's no more. So what's going to happen is.
Help me out with this.
And I'm not sure exactly how it goes yet.
Okay.
I'm waiting on like confirmation.
Uh-huh.
But what I was told was when they lost yesterday, they all went home to their families.
What?
And they don't get to play baseball again until around March.
Oh, my God. Braves?
Yeah. So
done.
I think even a few of them are going to play golf this week,
until
it sounds like.
Until February when they report?
No games until about March, it doesn't seem like. Yeah.
March start.
Very cool.
Okay.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Underline. We're Grant and Danny. You are listening to the home of the NLCS-bound Washington Nationals. Crazy 24 hours in the National League East. The Phillies have fired manager Gabe Kapler. The Braves gave up 10 runs in the first and got eliminated in a home game five. Been there, done that. It's not fun. The Nationals went on the road, and they slayed a dragon. They were 0-4 in division series play. They were 0-3 in game fives. Now they are 1-4 and 1-3 in those categories, respectively, thanks to a come-from-behind victory last night. If you missed the game, you missed a treat. The Dodgers took a 2-0 lead in the first inning on a 2-run home run by Max Muncy, his third of the series. He was a pain in the butt from start to finish.
That guy's great. He's great.
That pitch by Strasburg he hit out was at the very top of the strike zone away.
Mm-hmm.
You probably see that ball hit for a home run like 3 or 4 times in a year. Hits the ball out with ease. The next inning, Kike Hernandez, who didn't have a great regular season but seems to revel and thrive in these moments, got a 93-mile-an-hour mistake from Strasburg middle of the plate, and he hit it out, and it was 3-0 Dodgers in the second, at which point Walker Buehler settled in, and you felt like he was going to be fine. He was. 6 2/3, 1 run, 7 strikeouts. The problem for the Dodgers was that their hero over the last decade, their Hall of Famer, one of the great pitchers in history, Clayton Kershaw, who is inexplicably hittable and fails a lot in the playoffs, gave up consecutive home runs to start the eighth inning. Anthony Rendon and Juan Soto going back-to-back.
Now, the pitch that Anthony Rendon hit out below the strike zone, it looked to me like a cutter. It's hard to tell exactly sometimes what he's throwing because he's so tall and he comes straight over the top and his arm angle's kind of funky, but it was down, it was a ball, it was the kind of pitch where you go, no harm done, I missed low. Harm done, Anthony Rendon is bleeping great. Hit an absolute missile out to left field.
89-mile-an-hour fastball with some cut, whatever that was.
Yeah.
And then the next pitch, the exact same velocity for what was called a slider, which tells you even the MLB.com, like at-bat app, doesn't know because it's fastball, it's slider, it's cutter. It's all the same velocity, essentially. It looked like a slider to me that stayed up, and Soto hammered it 449 feet, and the game was tied. Now it's a bullpen game for the worst bullpen to ever qualify for the playoffs. And, of course, the Nats would get 4 outs of shutout relief from Patrick Corbin, and then Dan Hudson would be great, and then Sean Doolittle wouldn't allow a base runner.
How good did Doolittle throw, by the way?
Why not? He was great.
Nails.
He's been really, really good. I mean, he gave up the home run
to Max
Muncy. First appearance of this series to Muncy, who's just not a mortal man right now. But if you go back to the last week or so of the season, Doolittle looks like Doolittle to me. Velocity's back up to 94, 95. Let's go to Jerome, Upper Marlboro. What's good?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going real well,
pretty good,
buddy.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, it's going great. I have 2 points. First off, I'm glad that Grant was only correct on half of his prediction. Yeah, the Dodgers jumped out to a 2-0 lead early.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Nats had to have a late-game surge. But I'm glad you're wrong on your last 2 predictions about the final score and who won that game.
Yeah, dead wrong over here. Hands up, yeah, pointing at myself.
I
was
the Dodgers.
Wrong.
It was funny. I said 2-run home run in the first off Strasburg, and they'll lose. What did I say, 4-2 or 4-3? Basically, it played out until Howie Kendrick hit a grand slam, which was awesome, and I've never been happier to be so wrong, so fat and gross and wrong.
My second point is I think that what's being overshadowed a little bit, Tanner Rainey. He came in, he only did 2 outs, but
huge.
That's something that we've had a problem with all season.
100%.
He came in, he got those 2 outs that he needed. He didn't put anybody on base.
Jerome, he hit 101 miles an hour. It's a great phone call because you're right. That gets lost. There are little things over the course of a game that get lost. Tanner Rainey's 2 outs in the 7th inning to get the ball to Corbin were massive.
So, but here, people are just going to go, so what? Against the bottom of the order. Will Smith, who, by the way, is a pain in the butt, who at one point was a juggernaut, has cooled off significantly back to normal. But he's starting over Russell Martin, a veteran who had a huge game earlier in the series. He is a really good player. You get that guy up. That was massive. Pinch hitter Chris Taylor. He gets him out of that spot. If you don't get those first 2 guys out, lineup turns over, and it's that first 4. That first 4 that is a buzzsaw, that is terrifying, that is excellent. It's Peterson, it's Muncy, it's Turner, it's Bellinger with a runner on base. Getting through that the way that he did, outstanding. Outstanding.
Yeah, for Rainey to get Smith to, pop out, he pitched him backwards a little bit. He went back-to-back slider, mm-hmm. Second and third pitch of the at-bat was big, but then he blew Taylor away. 101 on the gun for a...
Beat his bat. Lazy fly ball to right.
Four-seam fastball that, yeah, had no chance to do any damage. And in that sequence, by the way, started him slider, then he went fastball 99, fastball 100, fastball 101.
And he located. If you throw a cookie, it's hardly a cookie to a mortal man, but 101 down the middle, Chris Taylor's quick enough to do something with it. That pitch was in enough, inner third. Good luck turning on that, dude.
Let's go to Drew in the city. What's going on? Happy Nats victory Thursday.
Dang.
Yeah, man, I'm overjoyed, man. Like I said, I'm going to truly admit, I was one of the fans that was shooting for, you know, his job at the end of the year, man. But this is one thing that they living by the slogan, man, stand in the fight, man. You know, I give all the, I'm just overjoyed, man. I'm really happy. Like I said, if you want to put a statue out there, I can really see why they keep Zimmerman around, man, because his veteran leadership is great out there, man. Y'all keep up the good work.
Go. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, how great was Zimmerman in this series? And we want to talk about things we were wrong about. I still feel confident at the time in saying when Zimmerman came back. For me, Howie Kendrick's got to play first. I need Matt Adams at bats. You can't just do what they always do and force him right back into the mix with a crowbar. But I think correctly now, as you've seen what he's done in this playoff series and over the last couple of weeks, his timing's back.
Yeah.
He barrels velocity. There's more velo in the playoffs than the regular season. The matchups have worked in the favor of playing him. And a lot of us just didn't know if Zimmerman would get back to a point where he should get at-bats in the playoffs. And since even that assessment, Danny, you've went and got Asdrubal Cabrera for the right side of the infield, so there are even more options now.
That's right. Dozier,
Adams,
too.
Dozier, Cabrera, Kendrick, and Zimmerman, kind of five guys for two positions.
Spots.
It makes it hard, but you don't want Zim at the plate right now in a big sequence. He's going to give you a decent at-bat.
What he's reminded us all, it's been funny, you know, he got a great ovation the last regular season game that I was at because it might be his last regular season game. Got a huge ovation in the last home game because it might be. He's been very clear. I don't plan on this being my last thing. Everyone's giving me these nice ovations and it's cool to be clapped for, but what he's proven is in bursts, over 6-7 months of playing every day, I don't think that's in the cards anymore. And I think he would probably tell you the same thing. But for a couple weeks at a time with some off days built in, that dude could still hit. And he's showing that here.
Here's my question, and we're going to continue on the Nats throughout the day, obviously. We've got Sean Doolittle coming up at 1:30 and Carl Hagelin today at 12:45. I want to talk about the Caps supporting the Nationals a little bit as we go. But when the Nats were down 3-0 last night, what were you thinking? Late in the game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.